Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a detailed topic ready for this evening. I was thinking about giving a brief overview of the kinds of solar cells you might find out there on solar panels and the kinds of batteries you might find out there on batteries, since the sun is beginning to stay a little longer day by day as we progress towards the summer, as we progress toward field day and other happy sun-based activities. But I'm not married to that. So if anybody has a topic that they would like to discuss or a question that they would like to ask, now is a great time to let me know. Alrighty. If anyone has any news or announcements that they would like to share with the net, please call now. Okie dokie. Well, let's take a round of check-ins, and then we'll have our brief little chat, and then we'll have our roundtable. So if you'd like to join us this evening, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
KL4WYX, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Bravo November.
Kilo X-ray 4, Kilo Uniform.
K4BLX, in and out.
KL4, Victor November, Zulu, in and out.
All right, we picked up K1HTV, KO4 Whiskey, Yankee X-Ray, and then the station I missed as Netlogger froze on me. Sorry. KX4KU, K4BOX, in and out, K4VNZ, in and out. Station whose call I missed, would you please call again?
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Bravo November.
All right, KO4MBN, thank you. And I think there was another in and out up there somewhere, but I forget who it was. I guess I'll find out when I call them. They don't answer. Hi, hi. All right, anyone else who would like to join us this evening, please call now.
K4DCK.
KN4SPL, in and out.
KO4TUV.
All right, super. We picked up K4, I wrote Delta Charlie Kilo. Then KN4SPL, in and out, and then KO4TUV. Did I get K4DCK right?
That's correct. In and out.
All right, K4DCK, in and out. Thank you for joining us. All right, well, we got a short crew here, and I think those folks already know about solar panels and batteries, so I'm just going to spin it around this evening. Maybe we'll have a short net. Let us know what you've been up to in amateur radio. If you have any technical projects or ideas or things you'd like to do coming up, and how you're doing. So let's start with Rich, K1HTV. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. K4TEK in the net, K1HTV. Good evening, all. Had a very nice gathering over at Wegmans this past Saturday for our breakfast, our monthly breakfast, the last Saturday of the month. The main topic of discussion was war stories about the VA QSO party. It was interesting to hear Gil KN, KM4OZH, and K3FR and NB3A, who are all mobile, tell some of the stories of what they went through during the this and past VA QSO parties. It was a good time. And then I went out to Costco after that, did some shopping, came home, and then played radio for a while. Today went to the Winterfest. Good gathering, three rows of outdoor fellows selling junk out of their trunks, tailgaters. A little cold, a little breezy, but the sun was out, but it certainly was breezy. So a number of Farrah members and friends came for GDX, and it's XYL, KO4RVNZ, Chuck, KO4WOL, Mike, KK4RUU, who did the host of the VAQSO party multi-multi station of W4VA, was there. So K4ATF, who I missed, he had attended a few meetings, and he was there in the parking lot, and I somehow missed him, but he had sent a note to the Reflector I think it was yesterday, about selling his Collins receiver. He successfully did sell that Collins 75A4 this morning, so he was a happy guy. Other than that, the solar flux is up to 130, which bodes well for the very high frequency HF bands, like 10 meters, 12 meters. Although the K index is 4 right now, it's been 4 for the past 9 hours or so. Hopefully that'll come down a bit. Some pretty good sized spots coming around the sun, so we might see a little bit more activity on the sun. So hopefully that'll even pump up the ionosphere even more. That's about it for now. Well, as far as projects, I plan to move an 80 meter OCF from one of the relay switch boxes under the deck to the new DX Engineering switch box on the tower, and we'll see how that works out. Back to you, Mike, and thanks for doing the net. KF4TEK, this is K1HTV in Amosville.
All right, Rich, thanks for that, such as it is, and thanks for bringing all of your good content as usual. Sorry I missed yesterday and this morning. Sounds like good gatherings. Thanks for the updates. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we're up to KO4WYX. How are you doing?
Doing good. I'm in and out. I'm just returning back to the net. Don't have much going on my end.
Okay, that was the in and out I missed. Sorry about that. Thanks for filling the in. All right. KO4MBN, how are you doing tonight?
K4TEK and the net. KO4MBN. Hey, I'm going to take a pass for a little bit. I got something trying to take care of. Go ahead and continue on. Put me at the end of the list, please.
Okie dokie. I'll let you know. We're almost there, though. Hi. Kevin, KX4KU, how are you doing today?
KF4TK, KX4KU. In the net. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I haven't done much, technical, work radio-wise. I'm currently working on, gathering and sorting through things to put up a web post for the fair member activities during the AQP. People were generous with their pictures and comments, and I got to get everything organized and set up for the website. So. But it's a fun process, though time-consuming. What Rich mentioned about the sunspots, I did see we were kind of having a CME event, I think, tonight or early tomorrow. I think we had a bit of a flare or whatever you call it, and it was heading our way. It should be here soon, so things might get a little weird for a while, but after that I think things will be fine, as Rich said. Glad everybody had a good time at the breakfast. Other than that, I can't think of anything else to say right now, so I'll turn it back over to you, Mike. KF4TEK, KX4KU.net.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Thanks for that info. For more information on coronal mass ejections and other sun-related issues, I like to check out spaceweather.com. I'm sure there are other good sources as well, but that's the one that I can remember, so maybe check that out if you're interested in finding out more about what's headed toward us and when. All right, KO4TUV, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Not much to report on the side. Just wanted to drop in, say hi to you guys. Mike, I'm sorry I didn't even catch your call sign. But that's just me. K4TV.
Okay, no worries. Well, thanks for joining us regardless. Always a pleasure to have folks check in. That is the bottom of my list, so we'll go back up to KO4MBN, see if he's freed up or not, and see where we're at. KO4MBN, back to you.
Wow, short list. All right, 24TEK, and that KO4MBN. Not much to talk about. I did go to Winterfest, but I didn't have the kind of luck that Rich did. I was a little disappointed. I didn't get there till afternoon, and unfortunately, they had already started packing up. That was supposed to go till, at least the vendors were supposed to stay until 2 o'clock, and they were packed up by 1, and they were supposed to, I guess, start calling tickets like after 2 o'clock, and they were doing that when I walked in the door, so I missed out on quite a bit, and I ended up buying a hat and a name tag, and that was all I spent money on today. I was a little disappointed. Been a pretty busy week. I was supposed to go to breakfast Saturday morning, but because of the race downtown, it took me over an hour and a half to get out of the city, so sorry I missed that. Been doing some FTA work. Had an opening on Thursday, to Bangkok, Thailand, and Asiatic Russia. 1356 UTC, and several contacts there, and thought that was pretty cool. Been a good week. Like Rich said, the solar activity is good, and 17 meters was off the chain the other day, 12 meters as well. In any case, that's all I got. KO4MBN, and I'm back to the net.
All right, roger that. Yeah, sorry to hear about your HamFest experience. In my experience, the hours printed are pro forma. Hams get there at the crack of dawn, and by the time the sun is at the high point, they're, a lot of them are thinking about bugging out. But, yeah. All right, well, that is the bottom of the list. We'll make one call for rechecks or new checks, and then we'll probably call it a night. So anyone who'd like to join us or anyone who'd like to throw in another 2 cents, go ahead and please call now.
K1HTV, recheck.
KO4BNG, recheck.
All righty. K1HTV, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. I forgot to mention, about 2 hours ago on 6 meters, we had a trans-equatorial opening to Chile. We heard CE2 Sugar Victor for a brief period of time. Not very strong, but did decode him. Did not work him. He was calling a 4, another W4 or K4. But that was happening when the K index was at 5, and I was looking at the VZ component of the magnetosphere. If you look on any of the websites, you'll see one of the elements is VZ, and they usually chart it. When it goes negative below the zero line, it usually opens up the magnetosphere for particles to enter and cause havoc, and the BZ component was negative for quite a few hours. It's now positive again, so things are starting to get stable again. As far as the HamFest, yeah, I'll agree with you, Mike. Most HamFests, by noon, the guys are starting to break down. So if you want to get to a HamFest, get there as early as you can. It was really packed early. A lot of folks outside and inside. We had a number of presentations. The ARRLVA convention up on the second floor. The presentations were quite good. I saw Chuck up there, VNG, on the presentation that they gave on homebrewing equipment. So maybe Chuck has something to say about it. He's next on the list, I guess. That's it, Mike. 73HTV on the radio during the week. JF4TEK from K1HTV, 73.
All right, Rich. Well, thank you very much again for that. KO4VNZ, go ahead.
KO4TEK, this is KO4 Victor November Zulu. Yeah, I went to the Winterfest. I got there about 7:30 in the morning. Had a great time meeting a lot of people and seeing a lot of things. I did not spend a lot of money. In fact, I think the only thing I brought was one little badge. But I sat through all their presentations upstairs, and I enjoyed all of them. particularly the homebrew one, because I was thinking way back in my days in high school when I built a Heath Kit O-scope. And it reminded me, yeah, I could build some stuff since I'm kind of shy of money. Maybe I should go ahead and just build some equipment this summer rather than save up my money for the big ticket items later on. That's about all I took away from the festival. I enjoyed all of the speakers. Now, on a weather note, it is windy out there. Just minutes before coming on the net, I was out with my wife. We were picking up our trash cans and our neighbor's trash cans that had dumped over and were blowing all over the neighborhood. So you might want to batten down the hatches tonight. It's really windy. This is Kilo Oscar for Victor November Zulu back to net. Thank you, Mike, 73.
All right, Five Business. Well, thanks for that report on the HamFest presentations. Appreciate your bringing that to the net. And with that, I'm going to call it. I want to apologize to folks for not having more in-depth technical content prepared last couple of weeks, last couple of months. I've just been having a difficult time focusing on different things and getting everything on my list done. So this is one of the things that I have failed to get to, and so I'm sorry about that. But the silver lining there is it's really easy to run a better net than I have been lately. So, you know, you can always sign up to BNet Control and run a net if you so desire. Just send an email to farinet@w4va.org or contact Sippy and it'll get you on the schedule. Alrighty. So that's it. This is KF4TEK for the Farinet. I want to thank everybody who joined us this evening. Remind you that if you would like further information about tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or send an email to farinet@w4va.org. Stand by. All right, that's it. Thank you. This is KF4TEK closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all, and good evening, 73.
K1HTV, K1HTV, K1RA.
Andy, K1RA, K1HTV, how you doing?
Hey, good. Just had a late dinner and I guess missed the net by a few minutes, but just want to say I had a good day heading out to HamFest with you. Thanks for driving. Good time. Seen all the old W3EAX gang walking around. When you got home today, how'd you feel? Did you manage to get anything else done today?
Opened up the CSV file. I'm working on it now. I just showed up playing with the numbers, the hour, creating some new hours, and just playing around with populating the matrix with the A, B, M, or X, and the numbers that were needed, and I'm just sort of playing with that. And I came home, kind of a little tired, sat down, got a bite to eat, vegetated in the chair for a while, watched a little television, and said, let me come down to the shack. I came out on 6 meters, copied CE2, Sugar Victor, Dale down there in Chile, came through briefly around 6 o'clock. And there was some TEP a little bit earlier, but nothing from this area. Most of them were either up in Maine or a little bit further west of here. But again, if I was on an hour earlier, maybe it could have worked stuff. But I didn't even think about 6 meters. I didn't notice that the solar flux went up to 130 and the K index was up to 4. And in the time I copied the Chile station, the BZ component of the IMF, the Interplanetary Magnetosphere, had tipped south, and that was about that hour that I copied Chile. So there was some good trans-equatorial, apparently. But anyways, just playing around with that file for a while. I probably won't implement it for another day or so. I still have to think about how I'm gonna manage the switching of the antennas. The tower is now not rotating beyond east again or beyond west again. I go from east to west, but not further south of that. Actually, it's on the west side. It locks about Japan, won't go any further south. And on the east, it'll go as far as east, so I can't. I was hoping to use that for 6 meters, but as it turned out, I couldn't use the lower antenna for 6 I was going to try to compare the for TEP if the low Yagi would do better than the upper Yagi. And it turns out the rotator that you installed, it was repaired and installed last month, worked well, and I was able to swing it down where it belongs and was able to copy the Schulte station. But it would be good to compare which antenna would do better on TEP. K1RA, K1HTV.
Just TEP, what layer is that? I know for F2, it's always best to have a higher antenna. For E-skip, a lower antenna. But what layer is TEP happening at, do you know?
Normally, we don't get into TEP because we're too far north. So any link, it would have to be an E-skip link. So I would imagine, I didn't see anything that looked like E-skip on the 6-meter DX map. It could have been there, and, you know, sometimes there's nobody on. So normally it's a link. The first hop gets down to the E hop would go down to between Florida and Puerto Rico, and they usually are recipients of the TEP, especially on the Puerto Rico area. They're in the prime location for that landing of the TEP layer. But from there up to here, it's normally a link of E skip. So that's why I was thinking maybe the lower antenna would have been better, but since they couldn't rotate it. And I went out there, wiggled the guy wise, tried to get it to move, and it was already 37 degrees, and I didn't want to stay up there too long, so I tried the east wire and the west-southwest wire, and neither of them caused it to move as I tried turning the rotator using the Android with VNC, so I'm stuck. Well, fortunately, it's stuck in I can move it to the directions where the most activity is on 20 meters, which is northeast or northwest, so that's I've not lost that much. I just rest for most of the activity for DXs anyway. You want to rake on HTV.
Okay, well, good deal on the TV. Yeah, actually, I was going to mention it after VAQP weekend. I was watching one of the DX clusters while we were driving around Skyline Drive. I guess it was on Saturday. And I noticed a number of Florida stations posting working specifically Chile on FT8 on that Saturday. So I knew the band was open and there's some activity. Didn't watch close enough to see if last weekend had reached this far north or anybody else other than the Floridians working down that way. But, on the getting into the TEP, I guess when the weather warms up and you can swing both down that way, it'll be an interesting comparison. But, it seems pretty typical that the thing is stalling out when the weather's getting cold, so. Well, we talked today about what Terry and I potentially planned on doing to build that ring up so it doesn't rub and bind. So get over to his place and see what we can do to kind of prototype something on the ground since we have a complete ring pair and see if we can get that to work and get rid of that slop, which is causing the issue. Let's check on your day, and I didn't do much today. I just kind of hung out with Amy and Anna. She's been finishing up an English project for tomorrow, so she was pretty much at the books all day, and Amy was taking it easy, so nothing too special here. Playing around a little bit with the software for that new hardware I got from Justin, SDR, and trying to learn a little bit about how to program it and maybe use it for amateur use. And I guess that's about it. So, let me know how you make out with the CSV file. As I said, it should be pretty easy to go. As soon as you have a CSV, you can just drop the PowerShell script and then the CSV file in the directory and run it. No changes needed to the Arduino firmware. So it should be a pretty easy swap. And I guess at a minimum, you could at least do what you're doing now. Just do it hour by hour as we had in the old program. Wanted to start there, at least to start it switching, and then I made it possible that you can use different CSV files every time you start it if you make that the one command line argument. Otherwise, it defaults to the one I provided you, which you should at least define by default. I think it's called band times CSV. Okay, well, catch up with you during the week, and let me know how you make out. I think I'll be around all week. I don't have any plans to head up to Ashburn or anywhere else, so I'll try to listen to the repeater during the daytime. K1HTV, K1RA.
Very good. It's K1HTV. Yeah, I'm playing with the band. I made a copy of it just in case they screwed up. How can you screw up a CSV file? I guess put too many commas in. But, yeah, I'm playing with it now and made a copy of the original one you sent, the test one, the backup one. So, yeah, I probably, that's a good idea. I should probably make one per hour as a starting point, mimic what I have now, and then sort of play with that file. Get it going, test it out. And, okay, and your day? And, yeah, good luck with the new SDR you got from Justin. Hopefully you get it. Learn more about it so you can put it to good use and try to get some IQ data out of it. As far as the tower or the rotating tower, yeah, it could be the colder weather. It's for some reason sometimes it just stops doing it, and then something expands or contracts and causes the issue. Anyway, I'll be able to use it. Another thing I noticed on the 6 meter, there's a 6 meter column. Right now, there's no reason why I can't keep the K3 on 6 meters. The antenna that I normally use, that I have been using for looking at the southwest, which is the 20 meter three element A3S, normally is up in the, not southwest, southeast. That's about the spot you want for TEP and Caribbean. And I would imagine that's about where the only openings are going to be. So I can just leave the K3 on 50.313 all the time. There's no need to switch to it, and there's never going to be a way for switching to it. So 6 meter column is kind of redundant. Unless I use that to switch, I still could use that to switch between the A and the B. No, I guess I can't do that. I need another bit to switch the 6 meter antenna between A and B. So, it would either be towards Europe, looking for, hopefully for a European opening, which is not going to happen very often, but or looking for a B antenna, which would be switch it to the South American side. So maybe you can think about another bit for 6 meters when 6 meter turns on. another software mod. K1RA, see you later, K1HTV.
How does the Spark SDR play into 6 meters? Do you monitor 6 meters on the Spark SDR and multiple frequencies? And if so, how do any of the 6 meter antennas mix into the Red Pitayos?
Well, as long as I have the K3 turned to 6 meters, that turns on the PR6 preamp, and that means the antenna that's switched into port 2 of the K3 goes into the PR6. Fans out to a separate preamp, which is then used to feed the combiner. And the combiner combines the beverages, the selected HF antenna from the Arduino, and the 6 meters. So as long as I leave the radio on 6 meters, I'll be able to hear it and copy it on the 6 meter transceiver. Listen to spots; it'll announce when there's activity on the band, a country, or even the United States, which I have it set for now. But at that point, right now, I am also feeding the Spark SDR. So, yes, it is still being used. So what I really need to do to effectively use both antennas, or in the future use the bit-pop switch, is a bit for 6 meters, with maybe a couple states, either A or B. In the case of the A antenna, which would be the prime antenna with the bit-pop switch, another bit to bit per pop if I want to. That can be done manually, but just think about how that might be implemented for 6 meters. Over.
Yeah, I guess the 6 meter antenna comes down on its own coax, and it doesn't go through the DX engineering box, so it's not like, I guess, you can mix it with the other antennas. And then the antenna on the smaller tower is its own coax, and yeah, and I guess given that those, I guess, really go straight to the kilowatt amp, it doesn't even get, well, no, you say it mixes through the PR6, okay, so I understand that piece, but the PR6 mixes a 6 meter antenna, what picks between the big tower and the small tower?
I've got an AB switch, the high-low switch, toggle switch. And I also have, when I leave it in the off position, which is the default, I think I have it defaulted for the tower, the big tower, Anyway, when it's defaulted there, I've got a Wi-Fi switch which can switch it, so I can switch from upstairs. So, but basically, it's an AB switch, and it switches a relay, 24-volt relay, an N relay, which switches the two antennas through the K3, through the 6-meter amplifier relays. So whatever one comes out is switched from that AB relay, high-low antennas. That goes into the relays in the back of the 6-meter amplifier. And in the receive position, it goes to the antenna 2 on the K3, which then goes to the preamp, and it's keyed at that point, but one port feeds into the right back into the K3. The other port jogs over to a separate 6-meter preamp to pick up the gain that I lost, and then feeds the combiner. So there's a little bit more gain. The combiner, of course, loses signal. But anyway, the combiner combines the HF, the beverage, and that 6-meter, and that's what feeds into the two red patayas. That's how the signals. That's the signal path for 6 meters after all the bands over.
K1RA. Okay, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that makes sense now. And, yeah, I guess if we came up with a bit and a way to drive that 24-volt N relay, we could write some code to handle that. Either use the 6-meter column field in the CSV file to do something, but understand you really have to leave the K3 on 6 meters to kind of get that mixed in start, which I guess when you're not normally operating HF and working people, that's fine. That should be probably a default state, and then you kind of see all the bands at once, and until you can get the AB or find some way to combine the 6 meter. You need another DX engineering, I guess, just for all the 6 meter antennas. Start mixing that way. Okay, well, good luck. Yeah, I think just create a CSV file based on what you're doing now. Maybe get the thing running, and make sure that it works okay, and then you can start adding additional timelines between the hour lines, and start spending more time on a particular band, or having a little bit more granular control versus the hour by hour that the old code is set up to do. So 73, have a good night. I'll listen a little bit, but otherwise, gonna I think wind down here and call it a week. K1HTV, K1RA.
Yeah, K1RA, K1HTV. Very good. Well, things seem to be working well. I'm constantly around the 7th or 8th position as far as number of the codes and the same maybe 8th or better for number of countries. I've got the past 24 hours 169 countries, one below an F stage with 170, a TA4 with 171, and KM3T has 173, so I'm 4 behind KM3T, and KM3T is in 5th place, so yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm interested to see how you get that little antenna, that little 2-inch by 2-inch whatever plate antenna. Once you get that up, I may either go that way or do something like Jason, Justin did with his long antenna. That seems to hear very well. So I have the room for that in the southeast field. And it, but I really would like something as small as the one you have, which won't intercept as much RF, so I have to worry about protecting the front end every time I transmit. Anyway, see you later. Have a good evening. Catch you during the week on the radio. And enjoy today. Thanks for joining me in the ride. The walk around the place. K1RA, K1HTV clear. Good night.